You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our guest in this half hour is Jerzy Gregorek. He is a world weightlifting champion. He's one of the head coaches of the UCLA weightlifting team. He has a successful fitness coaching practice in Los Angeles and is the author, co-author of The Happy Body. It's a simple science of nutrition, exercise, and relaxation. Jerzy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, how did you get into weightlifting? What is the world of weightlifting? And what do people need to know about if they're thinking or their kids are thinking about getting into weightlifting?
Well, Olympic weightlifting is really about sport, Olympic weightlifting. So it is standardized by the world community of weightlifting, and competitions are everywhere in the world on many levels, starting from schoolboys, ending up on masters, those that compete when they are even 9 years old. So everything between. So Olympic weightlifting includes two lifts. One is a snatch, when we lift the bar all the way up, and the other one is clean and jerk, when we clean the bar toward our chest and then jerk it above our head. And then I was 13 when I began the sport of Olympic weightlifting, and, you know, until today I lift. Mostly is adapted the style by CrossFit, and then it's used in competitions by CrossFit, although CrossFit uses many repetitions of, let's say, a snatch or a clean and jerk, and Olympic weightlifting uses only one lift, so the most weight they can actually do.
I want to ask you about resistance exercise, because that's really what weightlifting is. What are the benefits of this?
Well, you know, when you overcome resistance, it means you're getting stronger. Your muscle can grow because of it. So let's say if you swim in water, water is the resistance. So if you swim faster, then the resistance is higher. Mm. Then if you made water thicker, you know, that would be harder to swim, and your muscle could grow even more because of it. So the resistance can be weight, can be air, can be water, can be rubber, can be any kind of thing that is you push against, and then because of it, you're getting stronger.
Now, you know, you talk about nutrition in the book, and I want to come to that in a few minutes. But so, if we're working against resistance, we're trying to rip those muscles. Is that correct? And build new ones?
Well, not exactly, because if you want to grow the muscle, then you cannot rip it too much. You want to gently stress it, but the muscle needs to recover on a daily basis or weekly basis and grow a little bit more than before. So if you put too much stress on it, then it will get sore, or it will need too much time to recover, and then you will not be able to train. So it's not exactly, you know, we don't want to do too much, or, you know, we want to do enough, but not too much. So there is definitely a masterpiece, you know, how to really apply resistance or load on the body. Mm.
Now, there was a new study published by the Mayo Clinic that found that exercising for short-term results can actually be counterproductive to health. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, what they cover in that article is really about marathon running and stress on the heart. So they recently found out that after long distance running, certain inflammation can set up in the heart, and it can cause scarring and arrhythmia and, you know, in danger of fatality. So Well, this is really new. You know, it was always about joints and wearing out the cartridges and then breaking discs. But this new study is pretty scary. You know, it puts endurance athletes into danger, and clear danger about the heart.
So, you know, I guess that is really a new, because we always looked upon marathoners or long distance endurance athletes as really the fittest. But I mean, if there's a chance that you know, they're dying off early of heart attacks, then we need to rethink how we look at exercise. What do you figure?
Well, you know, I guess the best way would be to compare a sprinter and a marathon runner, and look at everyone between, and logically deduct what you would like to be and train that way. So a marathon runner is, of course, the lightest, and then is about 120 pounds, and the weakest from all the runners. The sprinter will be the most powerful, the strongest, about 200 pounds. So, and everyone between, 400 meters and 500, 5,000 and 10,000. So the weight drops down as the distance increases, and the power drops as well. And then the exhaustion is higher, and wearing out of joints is higher as well as we go to marathon runners. You could think about whether what is more useful in life for us, marathon running versus sprinting. So our life looks like it's more thousands of sprints and not really a marathon, really, in a way. So we need really power to handle, you know, life and in a short really burst and not really long.
Has exercise changed since you were 13, the way we think about it?
Not in weightlifting, really. Weightlifting is the same, that we train almost in the same way to be the most powerful. And the fitness changed, but boxing probably didn't change much. Martial art didn't change. Swimming didn't change much. So athletics didn't really change. What changed is fitness. It's kind of activity that regular people do, and that activity changed because of a lot of machines, a lot of trainers, a lot of ideas. But in general, you know, people really didn't get better over the last 30-40 years. Athletes get better, but people really don't. Really, the society actually gets worse than better. So something is not working on that level.
We're talking with Jerzy Gregorek about his book, The Happy Body. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can use exercise to improve your longevity.